Welcome to Sparking Success with Aaron Opalewski. Aaron brings you conversations that spark innovation, cultivate leadership skills, and pave the way for your business success. In each episode, we delve into the dynamic world of business and leadership, exploring strategies, insights, and success stories that fuel your professional journey. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sparking Success. My name is EJ, and I'm here with my friend Aaron Opalewski. Aaron, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing good. You are tan, and I love that.
We got fried, man.
But
we had a Jeep, and we had the top open.
Yeah.
We got fried.
That's awesome. So. It's kind of relevant because today we're going to be taking a look at both ways to step away from, you know, building success day to day, but also when is the right time to do that? Because we have seen throughout the years of us leading organizations, businesses, things like that, that sometimes people do that too early. Sometimes people manage that inappropriately as business owners or leaders. And then some people don't do that. And as they don't do that, they find themselves in a season where everything starts to fall apart. And, you know, we have a list of, I'd call it probably 40 topics that we are primed and ready to go after. And as we were planning for this one, with you coming right back from a short but very well-deserved time away with your sweet bride, Anna, we figured we would dive right into that. And I loved even hearing right off the bat, Aaron, you sharing about the grind of that first 10 years, how you were able to build some business. And this is a topic that for all of you who are listening, I will say that Aaron and I are both uncomfortable with. Is that fair to say?
I don't know if it's uncomfortable for me, but there's just context to what we're going to talk about here.
Yeah.
And so I don't believe there's one right answer for how to approach this. I think it depends on your situation.
Yeah.
And you should act accordingly.
Yeah, that's good. I love how you put that. And I guess the reason, Aaron, that I say uncomfortable, maybe I shouldn't project that onto you, but I'm uncomfortable at times stepping away from the day-to-day of business and things like that. And so don't let me put that on you. But let's talk about that. Let's get into this a little bit. I think one of the things that business owners, leaders, C-suite executives, those who are chasing after success for the right reasons, often find it very hard to disconnect or take time away. Talk to us a little bit about what that journey through the years has looked like for you.
Well, you know, starting my own business at like 23 years old as, you know, a single guy, you know, I might have been dating someone here or there.
Yep.
But, you know, didn't have kids, wasn't married. You know, at least when we started, I wasn't in like a serious relationship. And then anytime, like, I think I had two or three, like, what you would call probably serious relationships in that seven-year period. But guess what always took priority? The business.
Yeah.
And it's probably part of why those relationships didn't work out.
Yep.
I think that was designed and, you know, in God's plan.
Yep.
And ultimately the right call. And that's where, like, look, this might be somewhat controversial to some, but hey, you know, if you're in your 20s and or, you know, whatever age you may be and you find yourself single and without kids and, you know, more time to go all in this one area, you know, I'm not a big believer in balance. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in getting stuff done and being present where you're at.
Right.
So when I say I'm not a big believer in balance, that doesn't mean that I think you should disregard your family or your spouse or your friendships necessarily, or your business. But I think if you try and just balance that all out, you're going to have a tough time with that.
Yeah.
Tim Grover says this well, I'll butcher it, but he's like, what's a scale read when it's balanced? Zero. Mm. You know, zero is nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of dilute yourself. So, you know, I'm more focused on being all in on where I'm at.
Right.
Well, when I had no responsibilities, going all in on the business and thinking more about building for my future family. I believe we've talked about that in some other conversations. That was one of the best spaces and decisions that I made at a young age, is like going into that mindset.
Yep.
did I stay there in every instance and every decision? No, but having that being like an overarching thing that, you know, I'm focused on building this right now for my future family.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. And that would be my advice on how I would do it if I didn't have all those obligations.
Yeah. So, you know, there's definitely seasons where we can dial in two different things. And what I hear you saying is if you have right now the ability within the season that you're in,
mm-hmm.
to dial full into your business, your position, those type of things, take it head on and go after it.
If those are things that you're motivated by,
yeah.
and what you care about, don't listen to everyone that says the 30s are your new 20s and all. Like, you're going to be 10 years ahead of those people.
Yeah.
You just will.
So
it depends what's important to you. You want to go party, you want to go do a bunch of stuff that's probably not going to leave you fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, later on in life, maybe get in some trouble, some bad financial, you know, situations. Just like I go on and on and on. Go do that.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have some fun right now. But investing in your future, you know, and some of these things that I think long-term will be more productive, like your business, you'll be happy you did that a decade later.
Yeah. So when you over the years have found time to step away, and mm-hmm. I think in the introduction of this, or maybe it was when we were planning, so forgive me if I'm wrong here, you know, you talked about within those times stepping away. And when I say stepping away, I'll just say vacationing or recharging, that type of thing. I'm not talking about stepping away from the business itself, but mm-hmm. but getting away.
Yeah.
What was it that you looked for during those times that when you came back refreshed you, got you more excited? What did you need in those moments?
Well, and I hope I answer your question on this, but so I think as life changes, you know, life goes through seasons, right?
Yep.
So, okay, that was a season of my life, and I went really hard on the business side. Well, when I got married, I think a mistake that some people like, oh, like now I got, you know, I get married or I get in a relationship or I have kids, and it's really used as an excuse to stop like working within the same intensity,
mm-hmm.
potentially. Like, hey, I did that for a period of time. I paid my dues, so I'm just going to stop doing that. And whether people actually verbalize that or just think that in their head, like, well, I think you're setting yourself up for immense amount of failure if that's your mindset on it.
Yeah.
However, these are commitments in your life as well. I mean, there's nothing more important than the commitment you make to your marriage, at
yep.
least like here on this world. And it's the most important relationship. It becomes the foundation for everything. So you have to be present and invest time within that too. So what became more important to me once I got married or once I, you know, we got engaged, I'll call it, it became serious, was all right, like I need to get a little bit better with my scheduling.
Okay.
And I made mistakes with that early on the business side.
Mm-hmm.
Some of what I said where I stepped too far away and got too disconnected from things going on within the business because I listened to exactly what I said, just like people telling me, hey, you worked 7 years straight with no vacations. You did this, you did that. Like, you're so great. Like all this blah, 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 blah. And I believe some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to one of those loops that we've talked about,
yeah.
you know, within business success. Now still, there's good things that came out of it because I got engaged and, you know, I met, you know, like I committed to what became, you know, my wife and I getting married, and it's been amazing.
Yeah.
But I had to find the right setup for that, find the right, like I had to get used to that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going all in the other way and completely shutting that one off at that time. So I had to get better at my time management.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you fast forward a few years, you have some kids,
yep.
which is amazing.
Yep.
Very grateful and blessed for that, right? Well, this time management thing gets even more important, right? And so really within that, I think for someone that once maybe struggled with taking time off, and then ripsawed back for a little bit on like too much time away from the business, and that didn't take me too long to figure out, less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get back and involved and get it figured out within, like, being married and having that going on and starting to see growth within the business again. And then you go out and you have kids and getting that all dialed in. Well, it's like, okay, now it becomes more about, like, let's not be balanced on that, but let's be present.
Mm.
Let's be intentional.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, not everyone will like this. This Ed Milet thing that I learned from him and implemented, you know, we had Kinsley in May of 2018.
Okay.
Birthday's coming up here.
Yeah.
And Arte Syndicate started in September of 2018. And it's probably the reason why I remember this is one of, like, the first things I took away from some of those conversations that we had was because we just had Kinsley, I think. But we're talking about scheduling time and being present with where we're at and making sure that we did that for family just like we would for a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that stuff was helpful. And, like, literally, you have access to my calendar. So you will see some of my personal stuff will be etched into my calendar.
Right.
And some people might be like, oh, that's horrible. But for me and my life and my situation, it works. And it allows me to treat that time no different than when I have time with you and mm-hmm. my phone's flipped over and I'm hopefully being present, you know, with you. Well, our job's awesome because it gives a ton of flexibility. It's also one of the things that I'm talking to top performers about and kind of what we're going to get into here as we get even farther into this. But, like, look, when you take that time, make sure you actually take that time and invest in those relationships and people. And, you know, if you need a way to decompress, you know, should you, I'm not saying don't check your phone at all, especially if you don't have your away message up, but, like, if you schedule your time in to be present within what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if you do take time off, we got a big enough team, like, make sure you have your out of office set up properly.
Yeah.
And, there's, you know, have your teammates support you on that so you can have some time away.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go too far ahead, but hopefully we can go down, like, how to help people with that.
No, and I think that's where we should go next, actually, is there are those different seasons. You know, my kids aren't much older than yours, but mm-hmm. they're a little bit older. One of the things that I'm thankful for with you is, you know that there are certain periods of time where I'm going to step into a sports schedule or those type of things. But you also have seen on the other side that it's like, okay, yeah, but you're getting this done and you're making sure that's, you know, there. So how do you, as we go there, how do you see that people either can be managing that better or should be setting that up?
Well, you know, I think, you know, God has a way of working, right? So what is interesting now for me looking at how we've expanded into a portfolio of 7 companies and, you know, how I kind of ascended in the business world and just took no time off and, like, was an extreme example on one side of that, right? And had we started creating these other companies or, you know, doing these mergers that we've done and having operators run those, and let's say they had families and I had not gone through that yet, and then figured out how to do that in an effective and productive way, I don't know that we would be sitting here today, because I think I would have failed miserably at coaching people in that scenario, because I had never been in it. And I look back to some of the coaching that I did on that with people prior to having kids or being married, and I'm just like, oh man, like, you had good intentions, but you could have gone about that a lot better, right?
Yeah.
So now, you know, you fast forward, and because I've experienced both of those things now, I feel like I'm better set up to help people or give advice on how to do that within what we do. And then not just that, but so, okay, like, I don't think, like, in your scenario, right?
Yeah.
We started the business this year.
Yep.
You're married.
Yep.
You have 2 kids.
Yep.
Like, this was part of our conversations in setting up Bolt was like, hey, look, like, I'm going to bust my ass.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a hard worker.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to be a hard worker. You know, my kids have a lot of stuff going on. I would like to be able to attend some of those things.
Yeah.
And we talked about that a lot and said, hey, you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, at the same time, this is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done.
Yep.
But we can create, as long as we're responsible, you know, we have a core value, dominate the day. Don't let the day dominate you.
Yep.
When we set that value up, it was prior to me having kids and I had just been married and I think I was still kind of figuring this out.
Yeah.
But this is one that I go to often when we're talking about this, right? Because, like, look, I can figure out how to attend one of my daughters, like they do like a chapel, right?
Yeah.
And that, or a teacher conference, even though I don't attend all of them, right? Or, you know, schedule in where on Saturdays, like, I'm going to gymnastics. Like, I get to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful because not everyone necessarily does.
Mm-hmm.
But we can set that up. And at the same time, that might mean that we have, I don't know if it was yesterday or a day coming up, but like, you got something you're going to get out at, like,
yeah,
you're going to leave a little bit early.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but like, what do you also do?
Yep.
Some days you're the first one in here.
Right.
And the last one to leave.
Yep.
And it's just like, you got to get your stuff done.
Yeah.
So it becomes more about that as you have some of these other responsibilities and doing that in a way where it's like, no, it's not just talking to you, but hey, get your stuff done.
Yep.
Focus on that. If you got to recalibrate your schedule or maybe you're out and then you're back logged in later at night because you weren't done, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But like, if you're going to do that, go hard.
Yep.
At work, you know, when you're there, be focused on that.
Yep.
And then, okay, when you're off doing this other thing, flip the phone for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, put your away message up if you have to. You probably don't.
Right.
If you need to, and be present within that.
Those moments.
If that means that you're putting the kids to bed and then doing some work that night, so be it.
Yeah.
If that means that the next day is an early day, so be it. If it means that there's a little more weekend work, like, you figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you don't need to rob yourself of that time. So I think that's in a general sense.
Yeah. Okay. So there's two questions that I have that came out of that. One, you said, I don't think until I experienced those things, I understood them as much as I wanted to looking back. I would love to hear, for those who are listening or watching today, what you would either challenge them on in that thinking,
mm-hmm,
right? Or what you would teach them on, you know, that thinking. So let's just start there. If you're looking back, let's just call it those, six, 7, 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Where you were, you know, saying to people like, and coaching them, hey, you have to do this. We, you know, let's go after this. Being a little bit further beyond, let's call it those moments in life, yeah, or you being wiser, what or how would you coach people in that who maybe aren't there yet?
Well, I think back then I was like a one-trick pony. This is how you do it. This is the blueprint.
Yeah.
Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. And, you know, that's a recipe towards not being a good parent if you have kids or ending up divorced. Like,
right.
Like, and I didn't understand. I did understand, like, that's how I knew how to be. I wasn't doing that with, like, an ill intent. People are asking me, how do I be successful in this? And that's how I knew how to, like, hey, you run through this wall.
Yeah.
That's how I knew how to do it.
So would you ask more questions?
Well, what I would do back then is I would give my advice on how to recommend doing it. And we would either hold people accountable to just, it wasn't all bad, but we didn't have good accountability things set up. It's kind of like, here's how you run through a wall. Go do it.
Yeah.
If you don't run through a wall, you know, the feedback I think we get that's like, okay, we value those people less, or that they, we don't think they're hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably there's probably some truth in that.
Sure.
Not the value part, but that we didn't think, or that I didn't think that it was as hard of workers. There's probably some truth to that back then.
Yeah.
But what I look at now is really the failure was my leadership ability of communicating clearly what expectations were. And then just not having that experience of, how to time manage.
Okay.
And then I wasn't good at, like, whereas now I won't let someone use, I think one of the worst things that a parent could do, right, or a husband or what, is you use other people as an excuse.
Hmm.
You use your own kids as an excuse for why you can't get stuff done.
Okay.
And so in the past, I would have kind of like listened to that, be like, oh, they're using this as an excuse, kind of let it skate by and then be like frustrated about it, but not really like address the conflict.
Okay.
Whereas now it really doesn't even, it doesn't become a huge thing unless it's really an issue with someone. And with most people, it's not, because like it's about setting more clearly defined expectations for what needs to be accomplished within a role, and making sure people hold to it. And when they don't, having conversations around it. And if that comes up, working with them on how they're blocking out their days.
Okay.
So, I don't think back in the day I would have, I know I didn't do all that.
Yeah. Okay. So
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'll summarize what I hear you saying. One, you would not only ask better questions with that person of what's going on or how they're getting things done, understanding that better, what their desires are within that, so that you can hold them accountable to it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you'd look at it from different perspectives, because you didn't at that point see all the perspectives. You knew they were there,
mm-hmm.
but you'd look at it from different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you add to that? Because here's why I'm asking it the way I'm asking it, is I've seen you, you used the word ascend earlier. I've seen you ascend through that. And I know that there are people that are listening to this that are chasing after that success and likely will accomplish it. But they're not seeing that other side right now. And I know you want them to see that other side, because you can do both.
You can do both, but so there. This is a good kind of segue into it. A lot of it's in the unforeseen work.
Go after that.
So
I'm up on the edge of my seat. I'm not slouching. I mean,
you can make time for the stuff that's important to you.
Yeah.
Like now, but it's going to require some sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
What are my hobbies? My hobbies are building businesses.
Yep.
Spending time with my family.
Yep.
And I work out.
Yeah.
Like to stay healthy.
You love doing it.
I don't golf.
Right.
I don't play basketball anymore.
Yep. Which
if my knee wasn't completely blown up, maybe I still would, but I don't know that I would have the time for it.
Got it.
Even in my working out, when I was at a point where I was able to do this, I built a gym inside of our home.
Yep.
And part of the reason I did that was to cut down on the time that it took me to do that.
Yeah.
Where I would, I'd cut out at least an hour, probably more like 90 minutes.
Just of travel and...
Of travel or forgetting something. And one of the best decisions that I made to be able to continue to do that for an extended period of time and not sacrifice on the business side or on the family side. Because that 90 minutes was going to get sucked up from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it was either work or it was the family.
Yeah.
And like, so that's why, again, I think the best thing I could tell someone in their 20s is by investing some of these things up front and getting to a point where you've built, like, we still got a long, long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to make that very clear.
Yeah.
And like, but able to experience a little bit of success, up to that point.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like, hey, I had the option to build a gym in my house.
because you did this, because this, I did and this, all this. These things, yeah.
Instead of, you know, going out and, you know, I made some good, not completely 100% good decisions, but I made a lot of good decisions in my 20s that, you know, okay, the sacrifice up front on those things allowed for the options to do that. And now I got 90 more minutes with my family.
Yeah.
Because that I would find a way to get the work done.
Yeah. You know,
so that was an investment in getting an extra 90 minutes with my family. I still kind of, there's things I miss about the gym on going there. But, and I joke with my wife about this. She just had me in some classes. Like we went and did some classes when we were gone for a couple of days.
Okay.
She loves that stuff. I'm like in the middle.
Yeah.
But like, it's cool. Like I like doing,
like, you know. Like you guys stuff. Went and did yoga or what?
Yeah, we do. So
I'm peeling back the layers here right now.
It was some kind of Pilates. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, like it's good to be in a gym, be around. Like I do, like there's parts of that I miss, but not more. Like I would never give up that 90 minutes I get with my kids that would take me to do, you know, the logistics of that. So, like that's just an example of something that like it pays off later on.
You know, so here.
But there's going to be sacrifices.
Yeah.
So for me, it's, I don't have a lot of hobbies, but I'm okay with that. I like spending time with the girls. I love to build businesses.
Yeah.
I love spending time, you know, with just my wife. Like, yep. I'm glad we were able to just do that. Although that probably the order of those two is we spend a lot more time with the girls, and it's awesome. It's awesome watching them grow and just seeing some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have a little time for me where I work out.
Yeah.
You know, 6 days a week.
Yep.
So that's it. I'm not out on a golf course for 5 hours.
Right.
I'm not. And look, that's completely cool if someone wants. That's cool. Like, that's not going to work for me having a portfolio of 7 companies, like, because I'm doing stuff in these unforeseen hours. Like, every Saturday, I'm doing stuff. I'm supposed, and if we talk about taking a day off, we got to that point, I'd tell you, take Sunday off.
Yep.
I violate that quite a bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of a season, and even, like, what we're doing, a lot of our content stuff, like, I'm doing some of that on Sunday.
Yep.
I'm planning for my next week, like... But I'm working every day, you know, but it's somewhat set up specifically on the weekends. Like I kind of control what I'm doing.
Yeah. And so. I would foresee that most people listening to the podcast, they're wired very similar to you. Maybe some aren't. But most of the people, as they're growing businesses, they're doing what they love. And as they're doing what they love, I know I can say this about myself, is that I don't mind working. There's rarely a day that I think a lot of us, at least here at Spark, go home and be like, I hate what I'm doing. We love what we're doing, and we work hard doing it. There are moments where each of us step back and take those, you know, deep breaths. It's not easy. It's not simple. Mm-hmm. But as we do that, the reason that I'm setting this question up this way is because it's not just always us that needs to take the break or to look for those moments. And you mentioned, like, we love time spending with, you know, spending time with our kids. I love spending time with my wife. As part of that evaluation, where do you feel like you've become more aware, or you've sensed with your spouse, with your kids, where they need you and what they need you at or not at? And how do you determine that?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know that I have that perfect. I'll tell you that there's been, and I was thinking of, I thought we're going to go a little bit different direction.
Yeah, sorry.
There, but no, you're fine. For me, kind of like a check on that at times has been Anna.
Okay.
It's just like I don't even realize like how that, like I feel like I've got some of that stuff pretty framed in. Like I'm generally home for dinner.
Yep.
There, within a week, there is probably one day within the week where I miss dinner and I eat after. Like I missed... Well, I made it back for dinner last night, but I was a little late. I got there right as it started.
Okay.
Which, you know, but okay, I'm there most of the time, and my phone's flipped over.
Yeah.
And from that time until we're putting the girls to bed,
yep,
I'm pretty much off the grid.
Yeah.
And then once they're in bed, if there's, like, I'm going to flip my phone back, I'll look at some stuff, and, you know, I could be on calls, I could be answering stuff, but it's pretty structured in that way. But mm-hmm. there'll be times where Anna's like, man, like, we just, you know, can you not put those 6 hours in on Saturday? And like, I know you got your list to complete all the stuff. Like,
yeah.
We just need you. And so that's a good, like, I kind of need that too.
That check, yeah.
Now, I think that's been part of, not the only thing, but what I've noticed with our operators and top performers, and like, I think loving what you do, there's, like, I absolutely love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Every day I do something that I would prefer, not, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, the context of that is, like, I don't care how much you love what you're going to do. You're gonna need to do things that you don't want to do probably most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, in some aspect, like, there might be part of something that's like, man, I wish I didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
Or this is going to be uncomfortable, or I'm not looking forward to that. But you train yourself to kind of push through that stuff because, you know, ultimately you love what you're doing. You love the result you're going to get. You love the impact that it's going to make, you know, whatever it may be. But what I've seen in people that, you know, do love what we do, even though they don't love every instance of every single task that they're doing day to day, and they're really good at it, I think those two things go hand in hand.
Hmm.
I think the better you get at something, the more you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Probably why I'm okay with not golfing anymore. But so within, like, top performers and operators and stuff, it's a lot of time it's more being intentional about, like, man, you need to design some time specifically where a lot of our, I believe I'm not misspeaking, when all of our operators have families,
mm-hmm.
are married, or they have a significant other.
Yep.
And you can't put all your time here and ignore your like, you got to have some time.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're doing that, like, it's almost like, yeah, I know I did this away for 7 years. And if someone's wired that way, cool. I don't know that that was necessarily healthy to really not take any time off. And I'm pretty confident that once you have other people you're responsible for,
yep.
I know it's not healthy.
Yeah.
And so it's me really trying to be intentional about almost pushing them to take some time.
Okay.
And to structure it in a way where they can actually have some of that time. Maybe they're still responsive and stuff, but where they get some time and they're not doing that and they're completely glued to their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they do that, then it's a waste.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'm perfect. I know I'm not perfect on that yet, but I'm more intentional about talking to the operators and some of our top performers on that, because I know it's something that they're probably either going to struggle to do, or when they do it, they're going to kind of mentally struggle with it.
Yeah.
And I want them to know, like, if anything, I want them to have that. Like, I have to kind of push them into that.
Yeah.
Like, more than not.
You know, I feel like I can wrap up right now because there's a lot that we've shared, but you said that you thought I was going to take it one direction. What was the direction you think you thought I was going to take that question?
Oh, I think I just kind of threw it in there.
Even like, better.
Like how to get people to do that.
Yeah.
Because we had talked about that in our notes, but we got it in there. But yeah. That's really what's become top of mind right now. And when we were prepping for this, we were talking about that a little bit. But it's the nuance of, you know, specifically within some of our companies that are, you know, just run rating to cross a million or still mm-hmm. below it or working towards three, like anywhere between, you know, starting from 0 and 3 million, there's so much responsibility on the operator to move what's going on within yep. the business, that, you know, yeah, like, are you at a point where you are going to take probably like a month? Like, I've never taken a month off, but like where you're going to do something, like, no. Like, right. And I, like, what point is that? I don't know. I don't know because right. I haven't done that. But, like, I think within the season of how we have people set up and they have families and stuff, like, look, like, let's stay on task. Let's get our stuff done. Like, yes, you like, this might look different for you than if you were just in, like, a sales position somewhere.
Sure, sure.
But, like, you still got to, it's okay to do some of this. Or if, you know, one of our operators I know, you know, over the last couple months, not every day, but there's been days where they're putting in, like, 16, 20-hour days. Yeah. And I think some of that probably could be we could get better at leveraging some things mm-hmm. to cut down on some of that time. But some of it is just, man, we're going hard on the projects at hand, and it's time to work.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job with that.
Yeah.
Well, I would prefer that they, you know, hey, if they're going to keep running that way, you know, like, hey, let's find, you know, if you're feeling burnt out or you're like, let's find a few days where, you know, take a long week. It might not be 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but hey, take a long weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Let's frame this out. Let's, you know, you got a team, you got our ops team
yep. here.
And you got other equity, like we got a support system within how we're set up, and
yeah.
we're designed well to, like, hey, like, we got your back,
yeah.
like on some of that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm really more intentional about that right now, and that's the direction I thought we were going.
Okay,
so it's definitely top of mind.
Yeah, I love seeing just how you've grown through that. I think it's helpful for people to see that there are different seasons within that you can pivot in those seasons. And I think that's what makes this conversation today so valuable. Maybe for the folks that, you know, you're listening today and you're saying, man, I am grinding. I'm in that 7-year season where I'm just in. You know, we just want to encourage you, keep going after that. That is an amazing accomplishment. It's great to do. Look at your surroundings. Look at the other people. Seek wisdom from other people. Ask the right questions. Maybe you are the leader that's doing that, but you have people at different life stages or different seasons of life. I would encourage you to, you know, ask them, check in with them, do those things. But Aaron, I think you've been a great example of that. And a large part of the success is because you've learned to manage that through the different seasons. And you're willing to be humble, say, I haven't always done it right, but also crave improvement to know how to do it more. And that's one of our key core values here. So thanks for sharing what you did today. And I Absolutely. Appreciate you opening up the book just even a little bit more and saying, hey, I haven't always done this right, but it's great. If you found value in this today, make sure you go ahead and hit that like button. Subscribe to Sparking Success. We'd love to hear from you. Share an episode with someone. And thanks for joining us today. Aaron, thanks again.
Thanks, EJ.